DW.
The waters of False Bay in South Africa. At certain times of the year, if you're lucky, you might be able to spot some special visitors here. Humpback whales. Every year, the huge mammals migrate from their feeding grounds in Antarctica to the warmer waters off the coast of Mozambique, where they can calf and nurse their young. A few months later, they return south, following the same route.
We should have a whale, no. There he goes.
Simon Elwin is the founding director and principal scientist of research group SeaSearch. He's optimistic that this particular population will continue to thrive.
So humpback whales are one of the great conservation success stories. Since the end of whaling, or since people stopped catching them commercially in the late 70s around Southern Africa, the populations have been increasing, rebounding effectively. And we think they are getting up towards a carrying capacity of the ecosystem. So the population of the west and the east coast of Africa have been increasing probably close to 10% per year.
The researchers use a special underwater microphone called a hydrophone to record any sounds the whales make, which they'll later analyse. Elwin says the waters around Cape Town are ideal for studying the giant's behaviour.
We've had a lot of feeding humpback whales off the west coast of South Africa, which is quite unusual at our latitude. Mostly the humpback whales are feeding in the Antarctic. And we're picking up a lot of juvenile whales this year in 2019, hanging around the South African coast that are feeding right inshore in False Bay, which is a really interesting occurrence for us. It gives us an opportunity to study the feeding behaviour and the sounds they're making.
Whales communicate with each other by using a variety of sounds, from clicks to whistles, and, of course, their famous song. The song of the humpback whale is considered one of the most complex of its kind in the animal kingdom. Each song is associated with a certain kind of behaviour. The researchers compare the whale songs recorded here to those recorded in other parts of Africa. This gives them an insight into which populations move through different areas.
So we were quite surprised when we first recorded humpback whale song in False Bay, because the hydrophones were actually there to look at dolphin distribution. Because humpback whale song is strongly associated with mating behaviour in these animals, and around Africa, humpback whale mating happens up in the tropical areas, so right up in equatorial West Africa and off Mozambique on the east coast. Around Cape Town, animals should just be migrating past, although we are aware of animals over summer months feeding as well.
Commercial whaling has been banned for several decades, but the animals are still vulnerable to collisions with ships and can sometimes get entangled in fishing nets. In 2019, several whales drowned in False Bay after they got caught in octopus fishing traps. Images of their bodies being towed to shore quickly circulated online, sparking concern around the world. Underwater photographer Steve Benjamin says the outcry helped shore up support for whale conservation.
So in a very short amount of time, there were a number of whales that were entangled in the False Bay area. And this was exposed by ocean conservationists and very passionate ocean goers in the area. And this caused a groundswell of public outcry that went all the way to the top of the government echelons. And this caused the fishery to be shut down really quickly.
In response to the deaths, the government implemented a temporary ban on octopus fishing. After it was lifted, strict safety precautions were introduced to stop any repeat tragedies. Fishermen can now only use nets that meet specific requirements, and if two or more whales get entangled within a three-month period, octopus fishing in the region may be halted. Having been hunted to the brink of extinction, whales have made an astounding recovery. And thanks to the combined efforts of scientists, conservationists and the public, they can now swim safely through the waters around Cape Town. DW.